in that enduring classic, The Wizard of Oz. Well, Dorothy, of course, was from the American state of Kansas, but just to the east in Ohio, police are currently dealing with a real-life outbreak of dangerous predators. Lions, wolves and grizzly bears are among a group of wild animals which have escaped from a private farm in Muskingum County. The farm's owner, Terry Thompson, has been found dead. Well, Tino Ramos is a reporter of the local television station, WBNS 10 TV, and the police told him that what they encountered when they first arrived at the property.
Animals that were roaming the property, and these animals were said to be aggressive. They were adult animals. They had to go in there and just start open firing to kill on these animals in order to get to the body of Terry Thompson.
What kind of animals are we talking about?
Black bears, grizzly bears, wolves, tigers, and lions that were all across the property. 48 total, they believe, have escaped through. So far, they've killed 25, and right now there's about 23 of them that are still on the loose.
An exotic animal farm. Was this an official farm then?
It was legally owned. There are a number of exotic animal farms that exist in Ohio and some of the rural areas up here. And again, this guy had a number of them there, including baboons on his farms. He had a number of just different animals that were there. But for some reason, the cages of these animals were somehow opened up, and even holes were cut into the fence. So they don't know if this was intentionally done, that these animals were let loose.
And what do we know? Do we know whether he looked after these animals on his own? Did he have help? I mean, it seems an incredible amount of animals to be looking after for one person.
He did have help on the farm. He had several farmhands on deck with him. We also know, too, that one of the caretakers were telling police officials that the animals were just fed, apparently, yesterday. So that might be good news in this whole search for things, that the animals won't be all that hungry, which hopefully will kind of tame them down as the search continues.
And what's the public mood like? Obviously, this is all happening in the night. People, I guess not everyone will be aware of it.
Yeah, and people are just now getting the sense of something's going on here. Matter of fact, there are signs on the interstates and on some of the sign roads warning people to stay in their vehicles because of these exotic animals. There are four local school districts in the area that are shut down for the day. They just don't want kids out in this area walking around because they have no clue what these animals can do. So at this point, there's kind of a sense of a fear in the community in hoping that they can hopefully track down all these animals.
And what is being done to track them down? What do the authorities have at their disposal?
Well, right now, even SWAT teams have been called out from some of the local communities. They're roaming all the interstates. They're not going into the woods because it's dark out right now. But come daylight, they're going to kind of infiltrate some of the wooded areas, just cruising up and down the roadways with their lights on, trying to spot them. And they're also turning to the public, asking the public to be on the lookout. Matter of fact, they've received four calls already that somebody has spotted some of these animals. People are armed out in this area. They do own weapons. So there's a possibility we may run into a little bit of vigilante of sorts taking down some of these animals.
What about you? You've been out there covering this. Have you seen anything unusual? Footprints, for example?
I can, and unfortunately, because this thing happened at night and it's in a very rural area, we are talking pitch black where we are right now. Once daylight surfaces, they'll be able to track things a little bit better, and they'll be able to bring in some animal experts as well to hopefully try and find these animals.
Just on a personal note, Tino, standing in the dark with a lot of wild animals around, is it pretty scary?
It is. Matter of fact, when we stepped outside our vehicle to shoot some video of some of the police cruisers driving around, I actually stood behind our photographer and just stood there as a lookout. I immediately just kept doing 360s because I have no clue what can approach us. It is so dark out here. I mean, visibility is probably less than 50 yards. So if something does approach us, clearly we're staying very close to our vehicle.